I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to the American South for the third segment of a three-part series on a road trip where we explore the three C's: Civil War, Civil Rights, and Southern Charm.
So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea while we were marching through Georgia.
Howdy do! Jeanette Felt is called out with a bright morning lilt, taking time out from instructions to the gardener on the need for more mothballs to distract deer from the shrubs. How you doing? She asks in her bright yellow pantsuit, flowered jacket, and large costume earrings. She hadn't slowed since we met the night before when she dealt out opinions on food, drink, and which plantations to visit in Natchez, Mississippi on a limited schedule. Jeanette represents the sixth generation of the O'Connor family living in Linden House and has been instrumental in its survival. Natchez lies on a bluff above the Mississippi River, contributing to its reputation as a healthy locale where almost all large 19th century cotton plantation owners in Mississippi built majestic homes for their families. With the largest number of millionaires per capita in the United States at the time, Natchez was the place to be in the 1800s. Surprisingly, it voted not to secede from the Union. When the Blue Army arrived from New Orleans, locals chose not to resist strongly, saving itself from the torched remains of other cities. Today, the largest array of pre-Civil War antebellum homes in the South has found new life with tours and bed and breakfast offerings, including our Linden House. Breakfast was served promptly at 8:30 a.m. Around the extended dining room table were three Australian women, two Dutch men, an English couple, and a sweet young pair from nearby Faraday, celebrating a wedding anniversary. I was surprised at the heavy foreign presence, especially in a small town losing population and off the beaten path. One Australian woman confided, "They were fascinated by Southern traditions and barbecue and thought its people, like our innkeeper, were charmingly different."
Ain't gonna study war no more. Somebody play it.
After breakfast, Jeanette gave a free tour of the house built in 1790 and owned by the O'Connor family since 1829. According to family lore, the first Mrs. O'Connor faced down Union soldiers threatening to destroy her furniture before giving it over. Jeanette's husband, Rufus Feltus, was really the descendant, and after buying out the other four heirs, the couple restored the home and added badly needed air conditioning. The exterior was just as one would imagine for a Southern plantation. In fact, it was the model for Percy Faith's album cover featuring Terrace theme song from Gone with the Wind. Minus the cobwebs, Jeanette added. Inside the house, Mrs. Feltus had a running commentary on each item. "An old coffee maker that works like a still. I wouldn't know," she said. "Painting of an ancestor. Beautiful painting, but ugly subject. Genealogy book that traces family back to Alfred the Great. So they say. I don't know." There were beautiful oil portraits of her daughters as young women and of her husband, but none of her. Unhappy with the results of her own likeness, she relegated the painting to a closet. Some rooms had special histories. Ours was Dick's room, named after her father-in-law, who was born in that space and stayed there always when visiting. Ahead of her time, Jeanette had wanted to be a lawyer, but agreed to try teaching history in Natchez first. Her husband's family owns successful hardware stores in several states. Based on that introduction, Jeanette was welcomed into Natchez society. But she was no idle Southern belle. Her home was the center of their children's social life, including ping pong on the veranda. She participated in the active garden club that had started the preservation of homes in Natchez. And she helped organize the annual Antique Forum, now in its 38th year. And she was quick to point out this is not an antique fair. Speakers from across the country lecture on sophisticated subjects. In 2015, participants will investigate the relationship between the American South and the cultural phenomena of the European Grand Tour. Mrs. Felt has candidly admitted concern for the future of the home. Her daughters were on the dark side of 50, she said, with no descendants. Maybe a cousin would step in. Maybe a foundation could be formed. This is not an isolated problem for Natchez plantation owners. With the cost of maintenance and upkeep so high, only 6 bed and breakfast homes still remain in the family. But I have no doubt Jeanette Feltus will find a solution. She has the grit of Scarlett O'Hara and the humor of Dolly Parton, a charming combination that guarantees success. Natchez inventory of plantations will need more people like her to survive.
Say, brothers, have you seen the master with a mustache on his face? Go along the road sometime this morning like he's going to leave this place. He's seen the smoke way up on the river where the Lincoln gunboats lay. He took his hat and left very sudden. I suspect he's running away. Oh, the master run, ha-ha, and we will stay, ho-ho. It must be now that kingdom's coming in the year of Jubilee. He's 6'1", weigh 2 foot the other, and he weighs 300 pounds. His coat's so big he couldn't pay the tailor, and it won't go halfway around. He drills so much they call him captain, and he gets so dreadful tan. I suspect he'll try and fool them Yankees for thinking he's contraband. Oh, the master run, ha-ha, and we'll stay, ho-ho. And it must be now that kingdom's coming in the year of Jubilee.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com.